Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm. Located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberry.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm, strawberry. Let's go, Daddy.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. On this edition of the show, I'm talking about a growing issue affecting hospitals and healthcare workers across the United States. New data shows that workplace violence is disrupting healthcare operations, affecting staffing, morale, and patient care, while nurses and frontline workers are increasingly facing verbal threats and even physical assaults on the job. Joining me today are John Voigt, Vice President and Chief Nursing Officer at Memorial Hermann, the Woodlands Medical Center, along with Mike Shore, Senior Vice President and General Manager of Enterprise at Axon. Today, we're going to talk about what healthcare workers are experiencing, why this issue has become so urgent, and what can be done to better protect the people caring for patients every single day. Welcome to The Mark White Show, John and Mike.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Glad to have you both. And John, we'll just start with you. For people who may not realize how serious this issue has become, what are healthcare workers and hospital leaders dealing with right now when it comes to workplace violence?
Well, Mark, I think that, the thing that we expect, our nurses go to work every day trying to do the best job they possibly can to provide the best quality and in a compassionate and caring way, and with families and patients that are often facing a critical illness or a diagnosis or maybe the worst day of their life, maybe they're at the end of their life. What they don't expect is to encounter, events of workplace violence. And this has become a national issue and one of the drivers for nursing burnout, which contributes to them wanting to leave the profession. I think it's important to note that from 2019, there were about 14,000 events reported of workplace violence for nurses. That's increased in 2023 to over 24,000. And currently, we're seeing about two nurses every hour in the United States being assaulted. So when you think about those numbers, I don't know any other profession that has that's encountering that kind of stuff. And I know that, you know, flying in last night, I thought about the flight attendants and how they are protected by federal law now, so that if anybody's acting up or misbehaving, they don't have to be assaulted. They just have to be unruly. And they're escorted off the plane, but nurses have nothing to protect them in that regard. And I think that there's we're looking for tools in the tool belt to keep nurses safe.
And John, your background includes military service and law enforcement, which I was a police officer myself before you entered healthcare. How different is the mindset around safety in hospitals compared to those other environments that you've experienced?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I'm shocked. As a nurse, we encounter this regularly, and I travel the country and speak on this nationally, and I'm shocked to see and hear the kinds of events that are going on. As a soldier in the Army, as a ex-police officer, I had the fortune of going to basic training and advanced training for the Army and certainly the police academy for being a police officer. And, you know, the benefit of that is you get lots of training. You have lots of preparation in how to deal with these kinds of critical situations. And in addition to your training, you're given weapons, you're given tools to keep yourself safe. Nurses go into work every day armed with kindness and compassion, and that doesn't necessarily mitigate the violence that they're facing on a day-to-day basis. I think that the challenge at the end of the day is that with all three of those professions, we all wanted to go home at the end of the shift and be with our families, and now we're finding that may not be true anymore, and specifically in nursing, where we never should even expect that to occur to the degree that it is now.
What type of incidences are becoming more common for nurses and frontline staff?
Well, I think we have a multitude of drivers of workplace violence. And I think that it's important to recognize that patients that come in that have a physiological illness that contributes to their propensity for violence. I think about traumatic brain injury patients that have decreased inhibitions and related to their illness. I think about, mentally ill patients who come in that have stopped taking their meds because the meds have such bad side effects in many cases, or they felt good and they stopped taking them and then they decompensate and they get violent or they get unruly. I think those are ones that we somewhat expect. And I think in healthcare, we have an obligation to improve how we treat those patients to ensure that they're getting the best care possible to prevent them from acting aggressive or hurting themselves in that regard. I think that what we don't expect is the degree of assaults that are occurring from visitors or others that come into the organization without restraint. They don't recognize kindness. They don't recognize the great work that the physicians and nurses and other healthcare leaders are doing in the organization. And I think back to when my mom was a child and the nurses that they experienced in the 40s and 50s. And those nurses were well respected. And when a nurse said something, you did it. You didn't give them a lot of lip. You didn't give them a lot of attitude. You just did it because you knew they had your best interest at heart. That's gone. And nursing still remains the most trusted profession in the country. But it doesn't change the fact that the propensity of violence and the disregard for the kindness and the kind of work that they're doing exists in droves now.
I'm personally on a community board for our local hospital, and we have a meeting tomorrow, and we're going to talk about workplace violence in that discussion. And Mike, from your perspective, why are healthcare leaders now prioritizing security at such a high level?
Yep. Yep. And thanks for that. It's timely. We work with a lot of healthcare security leaders. Over 50% of the top 100 healthcare systems are now using Axon. I think that question is like a great one because they have to. They have to address this because it's a bottom line issue. As John talks about, burnout is impacting staffing, which is impacting operations. 8 out of 10 leaders are talking about operational disruptions due to workplace violence. And then there's this thought of a moral duty to take care of the people that are taking care of us. At the end of the day, all of these stats and incidents are affecting people and families and your daughter or wives or husbands. And it's just time. What John just said, it's the most trusted profession, yet you're 5 times more likely to be attacked than any other profession. And so, really since COVID, you've seen this uptick in violence, and I'd say like this general lack of civility that's overtaken some of our public spaces like retail settings and corporate campuses, events, venues, stadiums, et cetera. But, you know, in the hospital system particularly, it's reached a breaking point. There's 4 million nurses in the U.S. There's going to be a shortage over the next decade, and the trend needs to be reversed to keep these hospitals functional.
And you bring up a great point when you talk about this affecting morale and retention when it comes to healthcare workers feeling unsafe coming to work.
That's right. That's right. And so then it's really like, what are we doing, and how are we aiming to reverse the tide? And that's really where Axon comes into the picture. So we're a 30-year-old technology company built for safety and security. Our mission is really to protect life. And from the public safety side, we saw security organizations in hospitals start to adopt our solutions, such as body-worn cameras, evidence.com, or Fusus, our associated real-time software. And really, these tools that allow for transparency and auditability have brought light to what's going on and allowed security personnel to see in real time and respond to what's going on. We've actually adapted those cameras and have recently released our Axon Body Mini device. The best way to think about that is really an AI-enabled wearable, and actually nurses are wearing that now. And there's a couple things that come with that. One is a real-time perspective. So during any incident, you can have immediate, two-way communication and video. There's AI-enabled workflows like automated report writing or triage of the signals and sensors. And then on the back end, investigations and reporting and collaboration with law enforcement, our technology has built some of those workflows, saving, call it days and weeks of time. And so what this allows for is an end-to-end solution, pre-event, during the event, and after the event, to really level the playing field. And then we've coupled it with other technologies like workforce training through a tool called MetaCoach, which is an AI-adapted training tool that you can use on your iPhone or iPad or laptop. That responds in real time and builds a dynamic situation. So we were able to customize, an upset patient or upset family member, and then you're actually interacting with the training versus it being the simple, canned, click-through response. And we're seeing awesome results. We're seeing hospitals decrease incidents by north of 50%, in some cases 80 to 90%. The incidents that do occur become de-escalated. And then those that are captured with the camera and investigated, ultimately bringing justice to these folks that are causing harm in our hospitals.
Right now, folks, we're talking to John Voigt, Vice President and Chief Nursing Officer at Memorial Hermann, the Woodlands Medical Center, as well as Mike Shore, Senior Vice President and General Manager of Enterprise at Axon. And we're talking about our healthcare workers, those nurses and frontline workers who are increasingly facing verbal threats and physical assaults on the job. We're talking about workplace violence and how we can better protect the people caring for patients every day. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation with John and Mike. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
To do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on the Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Drives into the city, works extra hard all day. Finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. Glad to have you all today joining us as we focus on a very important subject, and it's workplace violence when it comes to nurses and frontline workers. I have with me John Voigt and Mike Shore to talk about workplace violence in healthcare settings and the toll it's taking on nurses and healthcare workers and the solutions organizations are now exploring to improve safety. Welcome back to the show, John and Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mike, technology is becoming a bigger part of workplace safety conversations, and you were talking about what Axon is offering. Let's talk more about the tools that hospitals are beginning to adopt to better protect staff.
Sure. Yeah. And so our solutions that were really built around mission-critical workflows and public safety have begun to become adopted by hospitals. And now, over 50% of the top 100 healthcare systems are adopting our solutions. So things like body cameras that have typically started in a security organization have now actually been adapted to serve these frontline folks like nurses. And the best way to think about it is an AI-enabled wearable. Typically nowadays you've got different pieces of technology. You've got a panic button. You've got CCTV in the ceiling. You may have alarms and sensors. What we're able to do with our ecosystem is really aggregate, a lot of those sensors and include additional ones such as body-worn cameras to give you the best operational perspective of what's happening. So during an incident, having real-time audio and video, being able to two-way communicate, or maybe that incident, isn't a critical incident or violent attack. Maybe it's someone having a heart attack and you have to send a different kind of response. Or maybe it is. Maybe it's someone with a gun and you've got to call law enforcement. And so different varying scenarios deserve different responses. We're able to know exactly what's going on and be able to inform and organize the right type of response. And then post-event, these investigations of what occurred and why the actions were taken can take days or weeks I actually think a number of these stats are underreported because folks fear that administrative burden. And what you're seeing is a much more coordinated response, effective response, and ultimately, a reduction in sort of the days and weeks of manual time being spent on investigating these incidents. And the most important stat to me is really people feel a whole lot safer. When you talk about going to work every day and fearing for your safety, like no one wants to work in that type of environment. Nobody wants, their family member to work in that type of environment. There's 4 million nurses in the U.S. This is really leveling the playing field.
And John, from the healthcare side, what does meaningful safety actually look like for a nurse or frontline worker during a shift?
I think in simplistic terms, it means that they want to be able to come do the great work that they do every day, and they want to go home at the end of their shift. They want to be, not scared when they come into work, not in fear of what might happen because it happened 3 weeks ago to another nurse that they know, or that they heard on TV, or that they happened in their community, or they heard at church. These are the things that I think most of my nurses want to know. They just want to have confidence that the organization and the, that everybody is doing the best they can to mitigate any opportunity for violence from reaching them.
And John, as we know, they don't go to police academy and they don't go to boot camp. What role does training play in preparing healthcare workers for these particular situations, these potentially violent situations?
Yeah, I think Mike hit a great point, and that is that what we have traditionally used in healthcare is what we call LMS, learning management systems, which are module-based, and those systems are, kind of like PowerPoints or something like that you click through, and then you're supposed to read them all, and we know notoriously that nurses hate those, clinicians hate them. And there's not a lot of real value in the learning that's occurring from those platforms. The Gen Z population in particular has grown up with micro learnings or micro videos, whether that's TikTok or Instagram or whatever. And they're demanding that we give them alternative ways of learning that are in micro segments. So whether that's 2 or 3 minute videos and not the 15, 30 minute module that you have to complete. And I think that when it comes to workplace violence, one of the key things that we have to do as organizations is we have to ensure that real de-escalation training occurs, not just clicking a PowerPoint or completing a module. Hands-on kind of de-escalation and role-playing whenever able. I think that what Mike talked about with the technologies that are coming that they already have, those kinds of learning environments are going to be critical because nurses can test themselves to see if their behaviors, if their approach to certain patient populations, whether I'm approaching a schizophrenic patient who is hearing voices, what's my approach for that patient? What's my approach with a demented patient that's aggressive? What's my approach with a neurodivergent patient? Those kinds of situational training sessions will be really, really critical to helping nurses navigate what that looks like in the future.
And as you know, much of leadership climbs the ranks because they were at the point where a lot of these nurses and frontline workers are currently. So when we talk about leadership culture, when it comes to the staff, how important is it for them to have the frontline workers and nurses feel supported and protected?
Well, I'll tell you that I've been a nurse for 30 years. And my background is emergency department care and trauma care, and so I've seen many of these kinds of events. I've been witness to a shooting in my emergency department where a patient was being guarded by 4 police officers, and the patient grabbed the officer's gun in the holster and shot one of my nurses in the legs. Who does that in this society we live in where you are so bold with 4 officers that you grab someone's gun and you shoot a nurse? It's really scary for nurses in that regard. And so I personally have made this a mission. And to be honest with you, I'm not the person who likes going to travel across the country and doing, whether that's podium presentations or national speaking or any of that. I would much rather be home at my lake house sitting around fishing or doing something of that nature. But this is really important to me because I feel an obligation to keep my nurses safe and to bring this to public attention and gain some momentum in solving the issue.
And John, I appreciate that position, and I know that we'll encourage those who are listening right now that are in the medical field and even in leadership. And let's close out where people can go to learn more about these workplace safety efforts and the research behind them, Mike.
Yeah, so axon.com/healthcare is a great resource to better understand the challenges facing nurses every day, as well as solutions that are being deployed to keep our nurses safe and our hospitals a whole lot more civil. And I just want to close it out by saying thank you to John for being here today and his 4 million nurse colleagues around the country. Thanks for everything that you do, and happy Nurses Week.
And thank you both, John Voigt and Mike Shore, for joining me today to discuss the growing challenges surrounding workplace violence in healthcare and the importance of protecting the people who care for others every single day. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right now, it's not only important to recognize nurses for the work that they do, but also to make sure that they have the support, training, and protection they deserve while serving patients and families in our communities. I appreciate you all listening today to The Mark White Show. As always, we're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen our communities through highlighting these efforts. I want you to share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact in our communities. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Hello?
Hey, Dad. I've got a quick question. Have you got a sec?
Sure, son. Just throwing the ball for Rufus. What's up?
So, I found a couple shingles in our yard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure we need a new roof, but I'm not sure who to call.
Well, your mother and I have always used Thompson Roofing, 256 Roofing.
ChatGPT told me to look for someone local,
mm-hmm.
licensed, insured, and has recognized expertise.
Well, 256 Roofing.
Of course I'm going to need someone I can, you know, trust.
Right. 256 Roofing.
Okay, I'm on Thompson Roofing's website, 256roofing.com, but I think I'll just call. What's their number?
Son, 256 Roofing.
Roofing. You know, I feel like I've heard that before. Thanks, Dad.
You don't just want a roof. You want your home protected by people who respect it. Thompson Roofing and Construction is local, proven, and offer the strongest warranties in Alabama. They provide confidence from the top down.
What's that number again?
256 Roofing.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Where they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.
These are my kind of people.